got Colin on the phone, and I just want to say to the listeners, if you have any questions or comments, please call in at 1-800-313-9443. That's for any questions or comments. Okay, Colin.
Going back to it again, they're saying, if you listen to what they're saying, we hold these truths to be self-evident. In other words, it's something that they, I don't know, over a couple thousand years, they kind of figured out, hey, you know, nobody has the right to impose on another because this talks about God's nature. And it says that we are endowed by our Creator. And how do we know that? Well, it's quite obvious that, you know, other than the family, which we need to be raised as elephants do for 12 years by in order so we have some morals. But that's the whole concept. But once you're an adult, you can go out and subdue the earth and make things, don't make things. You can do whatever you want, basically, as long as you know if you come across somebody else's property, you don't infringe upon them. Now, this is what they meant by self-evident. It was a no-brainer. So for somebody to argue that, and you don't need Scripture to see it because they didn't reference Scripture for a purpose because it was self-evident. Kind of like, you know, if you get in a tree and you climb 60 feet in the air and jump out, you might hurt yourself. So it's very clear it goes on, and it says that governments are instituted among men in order to protect these rights. So it doesn't really matter whether it's in Scripture or not in Scripture. What matters is the fact that the thing that was created, much like if you get a guard dog and you train the dog to guard your house, if that dog bites you or your family or does something else, what do you do with the dog? You get rid of it. You throw it off. And that's why it's very clear. It says when a long train of usurpations and evinces a design to bring the people under absolute despotism or control, it is not only the right but the duty of the people to throw it off as you throw a coat off, and then institute other forms, different forms, that you deem that will make you secure and happiness. Isn't it interesting they mention happiness twice? So these concepts are not new in man. It was just finally put down and recognized that governments fall. If governments were superior, they would never fall. If they were, in fact, godlike, as some of them were, that, oh, it was in, you know, that, oh, I'm the king because it was in doubt, you know, that's the way I'm supposed to be. This was a new concept, but it wasn't new in actuality. It was just so simple, it wasn't even, you know, it was self-evident. So it doesn't need to be in Scripture. It doesn't need to be contrary. And this thing, you cannot contrary, and I've gone around this 1,000 times. You cannot, I agree with what that gentleman said, you cannot contract away an unalienable right, and you cannot even waive a privilege either. Okay? If you have a privilege, they are guaranteed to protect that privilege. You can say, I choose not to use it. That's fine. You can do that. But you can't waive a right. I can wave at it. Hi, right? How you doing? But I can't sit there and wave a right and say, go away. We are endowed with it. That's like saying, well, I think I'm going to wave my right leg. Okay, cut it off. You know, if there's nothing wrong with it, fine. You better keep it. But if there's something wrong with it and it's got gangrene, then it's because of the survival. And you can apply that on the individual body as well as we are all fingers on the same hand. So if there's a portion, and that's why it says the government under Hale versus Hinkle, and this is why I say I don't understand why people can't get this. If the Supreme Court can get this, surely the people can get it. It says in Hale versus Hinkle, all corporations are creations of the state. And the state was created by the people. And all creations of the state are to benefit the people. Benefit. If you're a beneficiary, all this nonsense about it, as a beneficiary, you have only one duty, one job, and one obligation. That's to benefit. And you don't have obligations. You have the right to an accounting, but you don't have all this nonsense like, well, you received the benefit, therefore you have the obligation. No. That's called a contract. And a contract must be mutually beneficial.
If it's okay, we're coming up for a break.
You don't have a contract. Huh?
We're coming up for a break, Colin, and we'll be back right after we get a word from our sponsor. That's where she rides. I work the clutch, and
she shifts the gears. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to America Reconstruction Project. We have Colin on the phone, and I like to say if anybody wants to call in, you can call in at 800-313-9443 and bring any questions or comments. I also like to add, you know, we're having a good discussion here, and it takes people to sit down and talk things out and learn. And can you imagine if people that, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, if you ever watch Jaywalk and some of this, some guy named Dice that does the, you know, ask questions on, you know, people walking by, signing petitions to take our guns and we're going to search every house. And people just say, oh, yeah, let me sign it. Well, you know, if they realized and understood what they're doing, they wouldn't do it. I mean, people are in a cloud or something, or, you know, obviously they're on drugs and they eat a lot of GMOs. But there's, you know, if anybody wants to visit, wakeupamerica.biz, B-I-Z, /liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, and go to the Our Experts and go through the tabs there and everything. Get a feel of what is coming about. We're going to have thousands and thousands of Americans learning things like what Colin just articulated very well. And people like Sheriff Mack and Michael Benarek, you know, a scholar on the Constitution, and many others are, you know, we're going to have meetings, and we plan on having meetings and conventions all around the country, and as well as on this RBN. So, you know, stay tuned. Join my email list to keep the update, and you can go to weareus, W-E, the letter R-U-S, .us, and go ahead. And if you want to hear what I went through for eight hours, you can download it from that website as well. But that costs $60. But it's 8 hours of good information. And so, Colin, do you want to wind up with anything left?
Yeah, just a little bit. I wanted to say this, that, you know, I've been in the military, and I've been on kind of always standing up for doing the right thing just because that's my nature. But it wasn't until really I started studying it intensely, 18 hours a day, and started reading. And fortunately, I knew the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence by heart, as well as the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So that kept me going in the dark times when everything seemed to be falling apart and people saying, oh, the Constitution was nothing but a contract between those rich people and other ways. You're not part of that contract, blah, blah, blah. Bull.
I'm it glad you brought that
trust,
up.
Okay? Here's what it comes down to.
Talk about it. Go ahead.
It's a real simple thing. It's called corruption. We have a perfectly good system that was created, and the people have not held their up end of the bargain. They have not maintained this republic. They have not maintained the authority over the public servants. So as a result, the corruption has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and now finally it's affecting almost everybody. Now everybody, even the people who have their heads in the sand, they're starting to feel a little heat on their butts. And they're starting going, oh, what's the matter here? Oh, golly, is this what they've been talking about for the last 5 years? It's called corruption. The bottom line is, it's all about the corruption. And if I may plug, right after this show on TalkShoe at 126-101, we're going to have Stu Webb on. And I'm telling you, this man is unbelievable. He's got the inside track. He's firsthand knowledge, firsthand hands-on. And it all goes back to the Contra scam hearings and all of that. It's all about drug dealing. It's all about the con artists. It's all about the banksters. It's all about thieves. It's the same people that, you know, if you want to go to script, you can find where Jesus beat them with a whip and turned over their tables. It's the money changers. Look, thieves are thieves, and thieves do what thieves do. But it's the responsible people that need to stand up. And it's the responsible people that need to stop sending their kids to these public fool systems to be indoctrinated so that they'll sign some sort of a document. And the person's telling them right to their face, yeah, we're going to make sure that we bake down the doors, and we're going to steal all the people's guns, and we're going to put them into a police state, police state, police. I couldn't believe it. He's saying it 15 times. They're like, okay, thank you so much for helping us get a police state. Okay, you're welcome. I mean,
yeah,
it's because
yeah.
the people won't listen because they trained not to listen and not to respond. We
yeah.
have to turn that around. So
we
anyway,
do.
That's
and,
about
and,
all I got to say right now, hey?
And that's the only way we're going to do it, is through education and people. You know, a lot of people across the nation, and I talk to many, and I know you do too, you know, a lot of people are getting, you know, I mean, you know, it's in the air, man. We got problems, all right? I mean, it's fractionalized like glass that broke on the... They're coming at us and taking control in so many different ways. Many people have no idea what to do. But let me tell you something. Like a branch has many limbs, has many leaves. You can kill the whole tree, not by going after the leaves and branches, by getting to the root. And if you get to the root, the whole tree will crumble. And if we start, getting together and not attack, when I say attack, I'm not talking about charge, you know, with swords and guns. We don't need that. We have the Constitution. I'm glad you brought that up too, Colin, because, you know, a guy called me up the other day and he says, you know, Mr. Chapman, he says, you know, I don't see anywhere my name is signed to that Constitution and so forth. And I said, look, if you don't want to accept it, I will protect your right to be that stupid. You know, you have a right.
There you go.
Huh?
Exactly. That's the one thing that I say to him, too. You're right on, right on. Here's the thing.
Yeah, you have every right to think what you want to think. But let me tell you, I may be wrong, but I look at that as a trust document, and I'm the beneficiary. And being that I accept the beneficiary, and you accept, and if you're a government a servant, Brett, then you took the responsibility to uphold that Constitution for me to be the trustee. That makes you the beneficiary, and that makes you the trustee because you're holding a public office, which a public office is a public trust. And I thank you very much for calling me. Thank you. And that was about it. I ain't got time you know, to argue if my name is on the Constitution or not. Of course it isn't. When, before I was born, my grandfather left, my great-grandfather left my grandfather that left me, or through my father, money and inheritance, and he didn't even know my name. My name was not on the contract. Okay? But I got a bunch of money when I turned 21. I wish I had it now. but the thing of it is, you know, we gotta look at the, you know, instead of looking at every dot and I, we gotta look at the concept. What was the intent? And what was the purpose? And the purpose was, our founding fathers were geniuses, man. They were awesome. And I love in each and every one of them. But I want to move on to, you know, talking about grand juries. Now, this is something, there's a grand jury society, and I want everybody who is interested in knowing more about the grand jury, there is something happening that I'm not clear yet. I just, you know, I was just interested. These people were trying to get me to join them and so forth, and because I'm, you know, I'm on my, you know, everybody, you know, we're like a body of Christ. We're a body of people. Some people have arms, some people have legs, some people have ears, some people have mouths. And we use what we use to benefit the body, not ourselves. And when you think about yourself, you're not for us. You know, if you think about for us, then you're thinking about yourself, because we together, we the people, add together, we have force and effect on anything can come at us. And that's why it's so important, people. Go to wakeupamerica.biz/liberty. Take a look. Get back to me. Ask me any of the questions you want. But, you know, and I don't want to cut anybody down. I really don't. But, you know, if you're going to bring me questions, they got to be reasonable questions, okay? And, you know, many people will tell you, I'll spend a lot of time with you and trying to help you. And I learn from the ignorant as well as I do the people that know more than me. I learn from everything, okay? I learn to stay away from things. And I learn to indulge in things. So it doesn't matter what you bring to the table, but just bring it with good intentions. And if you're a plant or somebody's going to try to confuse the issues, we ain't got time for that. We really don't, you know? And so, But the grand jury, you know, if you look up the definition of a prosecutor, it comes with some good information. A prosecutor, by in legal sense, is every man may become a prosecutor. It doesn't say every lawyer. It doesn't say every bar attorney. It says every man may become a prosecutor. But no man is bound, except in some few of the more enormous offense, as treason, to be one. But if the prosecutor should compound a felony, he will be guilty of the crime. So you have every right to go to a grand jury. And in fact, a grand jury can investigate crimes, and they don't need a permission from the judge. They don't need permission from the prosecutor. They can do it in secret without anybody knowing it, because they could be investigating that prosecutor himself, or they could be investigating that judge himself. The grand jury is basically kind of sort of another branch of government, but you know, the courts kind of took over it, and they're territorial courts at that. Okay, we got another word coming up from our sponsors, and I would promote that you listen to the commercials, because they will help you. We'll be back.
I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Okay, welcome back to America Reconstruction Project. This is Chappie. I'm your host. And I think we've had a pretty good interaction here tonight. If anybody has any questions or comments, please call 1-800-313-9443. That's for questions and comments. And you heard Colin earlier talk about a talk show. There's going to be a talk show after the show. And when Jack Bauer had it, it was like a party after the show, you know, where everybody would talk and add more to what you heard on the show. Well, tonight is going to be American Reconstruction Project, and go there. And if you're familiar with TalkShoe, just look for the ID number 126101. Unfortunately, I can't make it because it's 10 o'clock over here on the East Coast, and I don't want to hear everybody listen to me snoring. So I'm an early bird. I get up real early in the morning, but sometimes I go back and listen to the calls later. So Stu Webb, who is very knowledgeable and very enlightened gentleman, and he has a lot to share. Okay, with the grand jury that is being formed throughout the states, it is a de jure grand jury because the people have a right to alter and abolish their government. and they can alter it right from the roots, as I was talking before. You don't need to take the branches and the leaves to kill the tree. You need to go to the roots. Sheriff Mack and I have discussed a couple times that, you know, the sheriff is our last line of defense in the counties when it comes to the federal government. Now, these, you know, Sheriff Mack and others are the ones that I enjoy talking to because they themselves walk the walk. They went through the landmines, and they got the footsteps that shows that they made it to the other side, very much like I did with the IRS. And so I got a lot of respect for these people because I know the hell they went through. This is not an easy trip. And the more people remain ignorant, the harder it's going to get. And if you don't think it's hard yet, keep ignoring. Keep doing, saying, well, the others will do it. Well, they'll do it. Or Sheriff Mack will do it and I'll benefit. If you think like that, you know, I don't want to say it. But, you know, but the thing of it is, you're not alone, people. If you don't know what to do or how to do it, there's help. There's help on the way. But in order for us to help, and when I say us, people like ourselves and Colin and Sheriff Mack and Michael Badnarik and many others, you know, it does take money, it does take funds. But can you imagine if you had to go to court for anything and all of a sudden there was 1,000 people there that could support you in court? Or better yet, let's say your sheriff doesn't want to uphold the Constitution. He doesn't want to do his legal duty. He says, hey, screw you. You know, I'm the sheriff. I'll do what I want to do. Well, you know, I'm not sure of all the regulations and the rules and everything about calling in the election and do a re-election and let's get the bum out of office, but I do know that if enough people sign a petition to recall the election and have it done all over again, you can get the bum out of office and get somebody in there. Now, if that happens a couple times around the country, what do you think it's going to do? It's going to send a message. Now, with that being said, Sheriff Mack agrees. He says, hey, if they do it, file a complaint against their bond. Or people say, well, gee, well, how do you do that? Well, let me ask you something. You're in your automobile. You back up and you hit somebody. And it's not a bad dent. It's a little dent. But the guy says, hey, you know, it's a brand new car. I don't want that dent there for now. I say, okay, I tell you what. Here is a copy of my insurance. And let me get a copy of your insurance and your information, and let's go ahead and call our insurance company right here. With today's technology, you got the cell phones. You both can call your insurance companies right there, and then you can trade phones with each other so they can talk to each other's insurance. That's like a bond. You didn't have to get the police involved. You didn't have to do that. Now, as I understand it, now I'm not an expert in this, but as I understand it, if an official, if they call themselves an official, okay, but we are the officials, they are the servants. If a servant gets 3 complaints against his bond, they could pull the bond. Now, me being a swimming pool contractor, I had to get a bond one time because I built a swimming pool for the government at a government fire station out here at the Cape. And with that, a word from our sponsor, because don't forget, listen to these sponsors. They got good messages and good products to offer.
She don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gear.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Okay, we're back, and but can you imagine if that happened a couple times around this country or several times around this country, we start replacing our elected officials, and just imagine, you know, and then, and you know, there's a saying that I found someplace, I don't know where it came from, but it says, and I've used this on some officials already. When I say, "Are you an honest man? Are you basically honest?" And of course, what are they going to say? "No, I'm dishonest." That's okay. You know, when an honest man honestly makes a mistake, he is faced with one of two choices. He must either cease to be mistaken. In other words, he's got to correct it. "Oh, I made a mistake. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me correct it." Or he ceased being honest. He's got a decision to make there. He can't keep flip-flopping. It's a simple choice. And when you start articulating yourself and learning the right questions, you box him in. And, you know, because, you know, they're going by codes and regulations, and I'm going by rights. You know, in all the constitutions throughout the United States of America, there's the several states, it says the people, it doesn't say it's citizens. Now, we can go into a long discussion about citizens, and I don't think we need to go there tonight, because, you know, a citizen to me is much like an office. You can be in the office sometimes and out of office other times. And, you know, you can be a citizen for some reasons and a citizen for others. But one thing I'm never, ever, 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 never, ever is a U.S. citizen or a U.S. person. And I got that on the public records just to make sure if anybody ever has any questions of who I am, it's not a matter of who I am, it's who I'm not, what counts, okay? All rights from me come from my Creator. And unless I specifically waive them or contract them away, I will stand on them. And sometimes I may elect to waive some, but not all, or waive some on a limited basis. But neither here or there, my rights are my rights, and they belong to nobody else. Although my wife may have a little objection to that sometimes, but be as it is. So if this grand jury. Now, I got some documents, but it's multitasking, and I'm not going to be able to do it, and I may have them on next week's call, and I'm not sure yet, but we will see. But if anybody has any questions or comments, you can call at 1-800-313-9443, and that's for questions and comments. Now going more on the prosecutor. Well, but if the prosecutor, the prosecutor has an inducement to prosecute because he cannot, in many cases, have any civil remedy until he has done his duty to society by the endeavor to bring the offender to justice. So if we form a grand jury, or a grand jury can be formed, you're the prosecutor. And there's case law that you have every right to go to the grand jury, and you can't be barred from it. In fact, you just say, who's ever barring you, and this is for the guy I believe was from Alabama, you just need to add him to your list of crimes. You might want to say, well, look, part of the criminal activity that I want to report to the grand jury, you're a part of it. And so you have an invested interest, I understand, to keep me from getting into the grand jury. So let me just jot your name down. Now, what is your name and your ID number again? Just think about that for a minute, you know? And anybody that bars you from your right to report a crime under Title 18, Section 4, or a state code. Now, these codes that some people may get on the phone and say, well, those codes are not for me. Well, they're not. I'm not saying they are. It's for them. They violated their rules. They didn't violate, they trespassed against my rights. Okay, I don't care what they do with their rules, but when you trespass against my rights, I am to report a crime under Title 18, Section 4, and to any judge, military, or civil authority. And the grand jury is the civil authority, and I have every right to go to the grand jury. So give me a reason why I can't see the grand jury. And he may say, well, they meet once a month. Well, there's a lot more crimes going on than once a month, I can assure you. Are you telling me the truth? Do you have, bring evidence that they only do meet to once a month? Can we call a special grand jury? Yes, we can. We can call a special grand jury to hear things. And just so happens, I'll go get the sheriff to convene it. How about that? Well, no, you don't need to do that. Well, I can go get 25 people and bring them right in here, and we can take an oath and do it. If you give up, you know, be a gnat in their eye, okay? Instead of being what Hitler used to call a useful idiot, you know? We're not useful idiots when we do things right. And I can tell you, I've been a useful idiot many, many, many times. But you learn by trial and error. A wise man learns by other people's mistakes, and a smart man learns by his own. And we can take this country back, people, I'm telling you. And we need to, you're not alone. And what I was saying before, let's say somebody's getting, you know, roped through the courts, he's not sure what to do and how to do it and so forth. Can you imagine people with Wake Up America going to the courtroom? You know, they got 100 or 200 people wanting to get into the courtroom, and they say, well, we can't fit anymore. Well, it's a public hearing. Let's take it outside. We'll put up a tent, you know, and let's bring the judge, because it's a public hearing and everybody has the right to hear it. If not, let's get it on camera and we'll all go sit in the cafeteria and watch it on the screen. But we want to hear it. We have a right to hear it. And another thing, when you go into a courtroom, what's the first thing you do? Take everything out of your pocket. You're giving up your Fourth Amendment right. I had a friend years ago, back in 94, got busted for pot. And he was going through the, went to court, and they wouldn't let him in. He called the judge's secretary and said, hey, I'm trying to get to court. It starts in 10 minutes, but they won't let me in the courthouse. I said, what do you mean? So I'm trying to get in. They won't let me in. So the judge's secretary goes down there, the bailiff goes downstairs and everything, and the guards, and the cop says, well, he won't walk through the metal detector. And so I'm not giving up my Fourth Amendment right to a public-funded building. This is our building. Why should I be searched? And, as far as I know, he never went to court. Now, he might have, but I don't know that he did. This went on for months. And I used to have to travel 150 miles to go to this meeting to hear about this, you know, once a week. But then eventually, you know, that kind of a schedule got on me. But you know, we give our rights every time we turn around and say, no, I don't have to do that. I'm not obligated to do that. I'm not accepting that privilege. You have a right to your blood. You have a right to your body. You have a right to your family. You have a right to travel. You have a right to do anything you want to do as long as you don't trespass on other people's equal rights. Period. End of story. All we got to do is stand up and claim them. Imagine if there was a will, you know, and $10 billion was sitting in the account. And would you say, well, I don't want to get up because, God, I don't know what to do. I'm pretty tired and everything. No, you do whatever. You move heaven and earth to get to that will. And the same thing here. A will has been given us, and all we got to do is collect it. Okay, we got Dave from Delaware on the phone. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah.
How are you?
I've got a interesting item here that your listeners would be interested in. The judgment sought against the defendant is one of corporate death. The state which created asks us to destroy, this is the Supreme Court talking, the life of a corporation is indeed less than that of the humblest citizen. The abstract idea of a corporation, the legal entity, the impalpable and intangible creation of human thought, is itself a fiction and has been appropriately described as a figure of speech. The corporation is nothing but a figure of speech. The defendant corporation has violated its charter and failed in the performance of its corporate duties, and that in respects so material and important as to justify a judgment of dissolution. unanimous verdict.
Is that Rundell or something?
This is a case in New York State Court of Appeals. The People versus North River Sugar Refining Company.
Oh, okay.
New York State Court of Appeals. The People versus North River Sugar Refining Company, Volume 24, Northeast Reporter, NE, page 834, from 1890. This case is from 1890, and it's an email. Anyone who would like a copy of it, just send a request to notaxman@dmv.com and ask for the judgment sought against the defendant is one of corporate death. And I'll be glad to forward this email to whoever asks.
Oh, okay. The No Tax Man. Yeah.
At dmv.com.
There you are.
The judgment sought against the defendant is one of corporate death. So it sounds like since Congress has not been complying, they should be reminded of this New York State Court of Appeals case.
Well, yeah, and that's true, and you're absolutely right. And I also think that we ought to have a re-election. You know, I want to just say, I know we're coming, where we're coming. I know we're coming close to something, but the Wake Up America did an advertising in 2010. You'll see it on the website there for the people who go there. We're not a political, you know, party. We don't care about the Democrats or the Republicans because we know. We're looking at a cow, and it all depends which end you're looking at, is to which party you're looking at. And the thing of it is that in 2010, what I didn't know is that the House and Senate was controlled by the Democrats for over 140 years. 140 years the Democrats controlled that. Well, through the ads and the publications and the media broadcasting about all the criminal activity that was going on, they flipped it over to Republican for the first time in 140 years.
Now you got all Republican communists instead of Democratic communists, so what's the difference? You still got communists.
But that's where I gave the point before I started this is that we're not about Democrats and Republicans. But what I'm talking about is we can make a change with the people, okay? And one of the first changes we got to make is there's no sense in voting if who's counting the votes are going to dictate who wins. We got to have legitimacy and accountability in the voting, okay? Computers can't tally the votes. That cannot be done.
So in other words, they failed in the performance of its corporate duties and that it respects so material and important as to justify a judgment of dissolution. Unanimous verdict. Dissolve their corporation and then it doesn't matter whether you've got communist Republicans or communist Democrats or communist libertarians or communist populist party or communist communists. Their corporation is dissolved.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna, can you email that to me at americanliberties.llc@gmail.com?
Sure.
Thank you. And, but you see, that's what I need. Their house is built on sand and we can tear it down by just taking the sand from underneath and their whole house of cards is gonna fall. And people, we can do it together. United we stand, divided we fall. We have strength in numbers. And, it's just that, you know, the progressive has had all the money because they got the Federal Reserve and the IMF funding them. And we need to fund ourselves and be proactive. And we can do it. I promise you we can do it. But we can't do it if we don't do it in numbers. And if we don't, and we have people of high integrity. I mean, you know, I haven't even talked about Ed Rivera yet and so many others. There's so many people out there that a lot of us know and as well as we don't know. But if we can all come together through the internet is our best tool. It's the government's worst nightmare. And we can take control if we take control. But we can't, We can't depend on somebody else to do our work for us. You got to be accountable for you. We can help you. We can share information, but nobody's going to tell you not to pay taxes, as well as nobody's going to tell you to pay taxes. Nobody's going to tell you not to drive without a license, as well as they tell you to drive without a license. And that brings up a point. If the tax man comes and Colin comes and so many others come to my front door and say, Chappie, you got to have a license. You got to have a driver's license. Can they do that? No. Well, neither can the legislatures, because we gave them limited power. Okay, we're coming up to a break, and we got to listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back, and we're back pretty much for the closing of the hour. I'd like to thank everybody for coming on the show. Let me just restate my email address. It's AmericanLiberties.LLC@gmail.com. And the website to visit would be weareus.us, as W-E, the letter R, U-S. Dot U-S, we, W-E, the letter R, U-S, dot U-S, and then wakeupamerica.biz, B-I-Z, /liberty. And we'll close with Steve from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so I would like to know if somebody could explain about the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. And I was reading about it, and it says it's about foreign corporations or foreign states, but that's anybody operating outside of the United States. And the United States is only the 10 square mile area of Washington, D.C. And I'd like to know if you know anything about the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act.
Well, I know Ron Klass has really done extensive research on that, and I know you could probably do that with the knowledge that I've gained in the last year regarding, there's things that I've learned over the years, but for some reason they lay dormant, and then all of a sudden some will, like a door open, and I got a whole new revelation, and things start to come in. And so I know that if you try to sue the government, they will use the foreign immunity. Well, if they can use it, can't you?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's anything that's not foreign to the United States.
Well,
if you're
we're
in all
foreign
the, any,
to the United
any
States.
Of the 50 states, you're foreign to the United States.
Yeah,
the,
so you can use it then, right?
I'm not exactly sure. I was hoping you might
know
about that.
There's people that explain it. Maybe on the future call, we'll have somebody who's more, on that than I am.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. We don't have anybody else on the call. So, again, it's wakeupamerica.biz/liberty. There's an opportunity there where you can make money by helping us join together. Imagine if the Tea Party was if we had the Tea Party today with Wake Up America's media packs, because it wouldn't be Fox News and all the other stations doing it. We'd be doing our own commercials, our own TV. Can you imagine the subjects that we've been talking about tonight on the Super Bowl ads? It can happen, people. All we got to do is believe and do it. Have faith and initiate that faith and get to work. Roll up your sleeves and get to work. This is what America is all about. If you're not willing to fight when there's no bloodshed, when it costs very little, then you're not willing to do it at all. Okay, we're closing up for the hour. I want to say good night. God bless America. And we love you. And keep the faith. See you next week.
He started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Now more than